Hello and welcome to our podcast, B2B Sales in Foreign Languages. My name is Gerhard Orband. I'm a business psychologist and language consultant from Hamburg, Germany. Do you want to get rid of insecurity and bad feelings regarding the foreign language you have already started to learn? Do you want to learn a new language without going through various levels of standard courses? Do you feel you are making no progress? Then go to Amazon and grab a copy of my classic book, The Go Method, Breaking Barriers to Language Learning. Do you remember the time when you were a little child? Probably you will not remember how you started to learn to speak. However, at what age did you start speaking correctly? I mean, with perfect grammar. The initial reaction of many participants in my seminars is to say, when I was 3 or 4 years old. However, when investigating further, we realized that we were not in full control of all grammar nuances in our native languages at the age of 3 or 4. It took us many more years. The crucial question is, did we start to speak only after we had full control over our mistakes? The sincere answer should be a resounding no. On the contrary, for the first years, we were producing millions of mistakes in our own native language. It took us at least 10 years to come to terms with our native language, and not few adults still struggle with it during the rest of their lives. However, most of us have a reasonable command over our native language. What does this prove? It should prove, concludingly, that we succeeded in speaking with no or few mistakes even after years of making mistakes. In language learning, there is a tradition of teachers and students that come to lessons with the following mentality. If I make mistakes while speaking, if these mistakes are not immediately rooted out, I will not be able to get rid of those mistakes later on. Therefore, the teacher should stop me after every mistake. Even better, I should avoid making mistakes in the first place. This is wrong on so many levels. First, this is not how we learned our native language, which is our only 100% successful experience of language acquisition that we personally have. In our native language, not only did we start by making lots of mistakes, most of those mistakes were not even corrected by anybody. Especially parents believe that their children's progress comes primarily from the parents consciously teaching and correcting their children's speech. Yes, occasionally they do. However, most of the time, children speak without anybody correcting them. Just think of the time on the playground or in the kindergarten. They eliminate their grammar mistakes over many months or sometimes years, mostly by observing and internalizing how adults speak or based on what they hear in radio or television. Then, this mentality of avoiding mistakes leads to the following. You can reduce the number of your mistakes in a very simple way. You can simply say less. If I don't open my mouth, I make no grammar mistakes. If I answer only in very short and previously rehearsed sentences, the chances of committing mistakes are low. The same goes for memorizing entire dialogues, which is a favorite technique in many classrooms. At the beginning, I may feel very proud of making so few mistakes. The teacher praises me. In the long run, I'm sabotaging my own progress. I'm missing out on a tremendous training opportunity. As I should transition towards real life situations, like having longer and repeated discussions with colleagues and customers, my error-free memorized platitudes will no longer be of any help. The problem no longer is how to make a good impression during the first 5 minutes of a conversation, the problem is what you can say after the first 5 minutes. In our native language, you have this problem less because you practice talking aloud. with other children on the playground, even if it was not perfect. This experience, coupled with more mature grammar and a richer vocabulary, makes you relatively unafraid of longer and repeated conversations. What you will also find is that many of those native speakers that are now inhibited as adults had been rigorously interrupted as children. Their parents or caregivers were applying the same strategy of error avoidance in their native language as it is common in many foreign language classes. The result? Inhibition, social awkwardness, or even downright social phobia. Therefore, start communicating also professionally in a foreign language, even if you make lots of mistakes. But make sure you have a process in place to systematically work on those mistakes. What do you think? I hope this information was helpful for you. Please send me your questions and comments. Goodbye.